This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, July 27th. Well, for the week last week, we had live cattle down almost $2. Feeders were down about 65 cents on the front month in a market that just once it broke out to the upside from the trading range, markets then went sideways. And we managed to come back up and test the top end of the swing high that was put in after it broke out of the trading range, but we didn't get a whole lot of follow-through from that. Feeder cattle seem to be on a stronger path than the live cattle, but both of them are well supported. Now, we had a couple significant reports out Friday afternoon, so I'm sure you know the futures market was holding off as much as it could, waiting for those reports to be out. We had the cattle on feed report, and for total on-feed numbers as of July 1st, we're at 100% of a year ago, right in line with trade estimates. Placements at 102% were 2% below the trade estimate. And marketings at 101% were right at the trade estimate of 101% as well. We also had the inventory report out. All cattle and calves as of July 1st was unchanged at 103 million head. Total beef cows were down 1% at 32.1 million head. Beef replacement heifers were unchanged at 4.4 million head. Steers over 500 pounds up 2% at 15 million head. Bulls 500 pounds and heavier, that they were unchanged at 2.1 million head. Calves under 500 pounds steady to just slightly lower a year ago at 28.0 million head. The national calf crop was down 1% at 35.8 million head. So herd size starting to contract just a little bit. We're looking at, again, you know, beef cows are down 1%, but replacement heifers are unchanged. So it's not a big drop in the expected herd size. If anything, probably steady to slightly below where we were a year ago. So it's not contracting as fast as I thought it would be, especially with all the uncertainty going on with COVID and everything else. But producers may just be waiting it out, especially as you're heading into the spring and the summer. Of course, this is going to be the first half of the year for the inventory report. They could be just waiting out to see where things shake out. It could be a much different story in the January report. So that's viewed pretty neutral to the market. If anything, the placement number might be a little bit positive to the feeder cattle market, so we'll see how that reacts. Cash trade last week was steady to a little bit higher. Fed trade around 97, that was up 1 on the week. Dress trade at 158, steadied up 2 on the week. Box beef values were slightly lower on Friday. Choice down 49 cents at 202. Select down 16 cents at 191. The spread was down 33 cents, 1114. Movement 117 loads. For slaughter rates for the week, we had 585,000 slaughtered as of Friday. That was in line with a week ago and down about 14,000 head from a year ago. And we've seen this kind of play out over the last 2 to 3 weeks where box beef volume has dropped off, values have backed off for the most part as well, and it appears that feedlots are slowing down their marketings just to some degree. We know that the packers are carrying some pretty hefty margins, and feedlots have some wiggle room here with slow placements in the spring that they can slow down some weight gains here and try to slow down the marketings, propping up the market. That's their attempt. Really didn't amount to much last week. And again, we were trading just steady money with the week prior, but steady to slightly higher, I should say. But nevertheless, the futures market showing some decent signs of support, and the cash market is holding steady as well. So we're working our way through July and about to head into August, when we expect, if we're going to see another leg down in the market, it would happen in August. It's not unusual at all to see the markets pull back in August. But you're also heading into, I think, a window where those sharp drop in placements will show up in your marketings. And if demand is steady, that's going to be supportive to prices, particularly as you head into the holiday season. If demand drops off, or if we can't get our hands around the COVID outbreak and the stock market starts to crater and you see another round of economic pullback, then demand for beef obviously is going to back off as well, and that certainly would be a bearish component to the market. So we're riding it out, waiting to see what happens. But again, August is probably our most worrisome time, but that's going to line up pretty closely to where the drop in placements first took effect in March. That marketing hole will show up in August. So if that would be supportive. But again, if demand takes a hit, I think the markets ultimately would take that next leg down and put in your late summer lows, when demand tends to be at its slowest anyway. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.